Well, hey everybody, welcome to episode 230 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to our good friends at Coldwell Banker Mid-America. Coldwell Banker is rooted in the legacy of our founder, renowned businessman and philanthropist, Marvin Pomeranz. We continue to tell his story through our love of people, homes, and the communities we serve. Our integrity guides our focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. We pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. All right, well, we're going to talk a lot of girls swimming here in a little bit, but right now my first guest is a realtor at Coldwell Banker, and she has been on the podcast multiple times. Her last appearance was back in April, so it's nice to have her back on again. She is Tiffany Rimmelhart. Tiffany, thanks for joining me again. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, I haven't seen you for a few months. How was your summer?
Summer's been good. It's busy. It's flown by. I can't believe we're already in September. Kids are back in school. I mean, it was a whirlwind, but it was good. It was really good.
Yeah, well, good. Well, if you're much of a football fan, are you getting fired up for this Seahawks football game on Saturday?
We are. So our son, Gavin, actually, he is now at the University of Iowa. So we'll be cheering on our Hawkeyes come Saturday, especially since we're sending some money their way now. It makes it a little easier to even cheer them on.
Well, I think it should be a good game. Kind of a low-scoring, close game, maybe.
Yeah, I think so. Considering the way the games went last weekend, I think it will be. I think it'll be a good matchup, and we'll see what happens.
Well, let's talk a little real estate. We're just kind of coming out of this heat wave right now. It's a little cooler today. But, you know, when it's been so hot here the last couple of weeks, does that have much of an effect on your business? You probably don't have too many people out, like, walking around looking at homes, do you?
You know, it's funny. So, it's kind of an ebb and flow. Right when you think that you're not going to have people out looking at homes, you get a bunch of phone calls that people want to go out and look. But with the fair does tend to slow things down a little bit. With school starting, we do see a little bit of a lull, but we are definitely seeing things pick back up. And people are out there. There's buyers out there. They need homes, and they're still out looking.
Well, I know you've been busy with the spec home over there at Centennial Estates, so why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Yeah, this one is really exciting. I'm excited about it. This is going to be our newest spec home over in Centennial Estates, Plat 1. It's on a cul-de-sac. It's a two-story, so it's something a little different that we haven't done in a while. It's a newer plan that we haven't done. It's going to be a large home. It's going to be over 3,600 square feet with about 900 finish in the basement, total of 4 bedrooms, 3 up, 1 in the basement. It has a beautiful, to die for, walk-in butler's pantry. It'll have a dedicated office. It's going to have some beautiful finishes in it. List price on it is $641,500. Great neighborhood. Pretty much a private backyard, too. You don't have anybody right behind you. So I know a lot of people look for that, and those types of lots are not easy to find anymore. So we're really excited about this new plan and be able to offer this. I believe it's in foundation stage, so it's got a little ways to go, but we've got we got some visuals, we have some selections we can share with people, and just need to let us know if there's interest. We'll be happy to share those things.
So this is a plan that you guys haven't had before, kind of, you're saying?
Yeah, this is new. So it is pretty exciting. We do a lot of branch homes. MJ Properties does a lot of branch homes. That seems to be really popular for the most part. But we have had a little bit of interest in two stories, and we thought we'd try something new and put something a little different in that cul-de-sac. So again, just something new, something different that we're looking forward to sharing with everybody.
One of my wife and I, we have a two-story. We like our second floor, so yeah. I'm sure other people like having a second floor, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. Good. It's kid-friendly, I feel. We're in a two-story as well, and it was nice when the kids were younger to all be on that one level.
All right. Was there anything else that you need to talk about today?
No, not really. We do have one other spec home. Actually, we're finishing off spec homes or along Southwest Vintage Parkway and Prairie Trail. MJ Properties did a lot of homes along that street right there. We have one left, and it's going to finish it off for us. That's 2207 Southwest Vintage Parkway. It is a ranch. It's almost 1,500 square feet with about 1,000 finish in the lower level. It's in paint stage. stage, I believe. So it is almost ready. We're hopefully going to be holding those, holding that home open on Sundays here, probably hopefully in the next couple of weeks. Four bedrooms, two up, two down. Beautiful home, great neighborhood. And yeah, like I said, that's the last one. So if you're interested in that area, price point on that is $453.60. So yeah, just give us a call. Let us know if you've got any interest. We're happy to show that one as well.
All right. Well, if anybody is interested, what's the best way for them to get hold of you?
They can call me at 515-669-2037.
All right, Tiffany. Well, thanks a lot for coming in. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. You heard Tiffany mention MJ Properties there, and MJ is now the title sponsor of Ankeny Fanatic, and MJ is also a sponsor of the podcast. They are nice enough to host us here every week at their new office building here at the Standard, just north of the Come and Go off of Northeast 36. We got a nice office over here where we record the podcast. We've been doing it here since last August. And certainly enjoy our accommodations here. So I appreciate the support from MJ Properties. All right, my next guest is in his first season as the head coach of the Ankeny girls swimming team. And he'll also be coaching the boys squad in the winter. His girls team is off to a 2-1 start thus far in dual meet competition. He is Dustin Rhodes. Dustin, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, you're a few weeks into your first season with the girls program. You know, how do you feel like things are going thus far? Have the girls adapted well to some of the changes you've tried to implement?
Yeah, we're doing well. We're about at the 1 month mark right now. We've been training really hard, a little bit different than they have in the past, but just really trying to push them and motivate them to, you know, keep going every single day and trying to get better. And they've done that, and it's been really exciting to have our meet season start the last week with. We kicked it off with Mason City and Des Moines Roosevelt, and then obviously the big challenge last night with number one Waukee was fun to host them in our home opener.
But yeah, let's break down those meets a little bit. Like you mentioned, your team opened the season on August 29th. You had a double duel up there at Mason City. You guys defeated the host Riverhawks 126-42, and you also beat Roosevelt 140-28. Your team was able to win eight events against both of those opponents. So for the first time out, you know, were you happy with what you saw? You know, what did you learn about your team that night?
Yeah, no, this team is very, very talented. We've got a lot of pieces that we have already from the past. We have a lot of experience. We have a lot of juniors and seniors that have come back that have that varsity experience. And so just trying to piece everything together and try to build the strongest lineup possible. And so that first meet was a little chaotic. We got to Mason City a little later than we thought we would. And they have a new pool and new timing system and all of that. So it was a little bit chaotic, but really fun to swim in a brand new, beautiful facility. Just to kick off our season. Thought the girls swam really well. But I think we learned a lot. We learned that we need to do the little things well. We got to cool down after our events. We got to stay hydrated. We got to know what heat and lane we're in for our entire team. Just minor details that we really need to be better at. And I thought yesterday we were a lot more sharp in all those areas. It was fun to compete against Waukee.
Well, yeah, we'll talk about Waukee here in a minute, but I know you guys set eight pool records up there at Mason City. It's going to be hard to top that anytime soon.
Yeah, it was fun to be one of the first teams to swim in there. The girls set some pretty good times that hopefully will stick around for a while, but records are meant to be broken. That's why they have them. So,
sure.
It was just neat for us to swim there. I that wasn't originally on our schedule, and I knew they had a brand new pool, and I know their coach really well. He's been around for a long time, one of the legendary coaches in Iowa, and so I wanted to reach out to him to try to get something scheduled, and that happened to work. And we got to face two opponents in one night, which is pretty rare. So it was good for our team to start our season that way.
Well, senior Anya Pekka led the way that night by winning a pair of individual events, and she also swam on the winning 200 medley relay. She's one of several returning state qualifiers from a team that tied for seventh place at last year's state meet. Now, she's a seven-time state place winner, including three times in the 100 breaststroke. You know, so I'm sure expecting some big things out of her this season.
Yeah, you know, Anya is one of our senior leaders. She's a captain. She's been around for 4 years, and she knows how it works. She's also a big-time cross-country runner as well, and so she's trying to balance both of those things every single day. I have a lot of respect for her and her work ethic and her crazy schedule. I don't know how she does it some days, but she has high goals for herself, and I have high goals and expectations of her. And when she's not at the pool, because she's at cross country, she tries to make up those practices, and I think that's really impressive and says a lot about her as a person.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that because she's a three-time state qualifier in cross country as well. And obviously she's been doing this for a long time now. So I'm sure both her and Coach Cogdale, you know, they're kind of used to juggling the schedule, aren't they?
Yeah, there's a lot of communication that goes into it. Just trying to balance everything out, preferably evenly. You know, we both would like her more than we do get her. But she loves both sports and she's pretty successful at both. And so we've worked together to let her continue to handle that schedule, and she's found success and she continues to get better at both sports. And so it's fun to see her thrive, even though most days I'm sure she would tell you she's pretty exhausted.
Oh, I'll bet. Well, you mentioned last night's meet. You guys dropped a 134-52 decision in your home opener to Waukee, who, of course, is the two-time defending state champion. The Warriors swept the top two places in all three relays and also swept the top three places in three of the individual events. I mean, they're just so deep and so talented, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I mean, I just being from Iowa and knowing the swimming world, you hear about Waukee. It's Waukee, Waukee, Waukee. You know, they're the standard. They're the best program in the state right now. And like I mentioned last night, I have a lot of respect for Coach Shelly Twigg and Dan Briggs, who's the boys' head coach. They've really built a strong program. A lot of their swimmers swim year-round. And so when they get to high school season, it's more of fine-tuning things and keeping their endurance and stamina up and swimming different events and all that. And so, yeah, they're fun to face. You know, that's the standard. I want this program to be what they are someday. And it takes a lot of kids to get involved in the sport from a young age up until their high school in their high school years. And so, trying to find ways to grow the sport here in Ankeny as well. And that starts with meets like last night, having that excitement of two top 10 teams in the state going against each other, and getting people there and excited about the sport. And trying to implement more ways to grow the sport, like getting a club team in Ankeny and other things we can do to try to get more kids out for the sport.
Now, maybe I'm wrong, but I thought I heard last year that you know, was going to be the last year for Waukee as one program. Did something change with that, or was I mistaken?
So they're getting a new pool that is not quite done yet, and so this will be the last year that they are together. And so they're definitely the favorite this year on the girls' side. But I like where my team's at. I think we raced really hard last night. In all the events, we were right there. Our top competitor in each event was right there with them. They just won because they won 11 out of the 12 events, and because of their depth, that's where they got us. And so, it was fun, but you know, a little humbling. And they're really good. But our goals are at the end of the season, like I said last night. And it's just one dual meet, and we'll learn from it, and hopefully it'll motivate the girls for another big meet next week. You know, we've got six of the top 10 teams from last year on our schedule, and so it doesn't get any easier. Hopefully, again, it's just motivating for our girls, and I'm just trying to instill confidence in them. They're really talented, and they can do more than they even know they're capable of, and so trying to push them every single day, but also be there for them at the end of the day when it's, you know, they're more than just swimmers. They're humans, and they've got a lot going on. And I've been in their shoes, and so I try to relate to them as well as I can. And sometimes I have a plan, and we adjust, and we do something completely different, and that's okay. Because at the end of the day, they know I have their best interest in mind, and I know if they know I care, they're going to work hard. So
sure. Well, Anya provided your team's lone win last night in the 100 breaststroke. She also placed second in the 200 IM. You also got a pair of second place finishes from your talented freshman, Alexis Hergenreeder, in the 200 free and the 100 butterfly. And the senior sitting here with us tonight, Josie Parton, took second in both the 100 free and the 100 backstroke. Now, Josie's another of your returning state qualifiers. She swam on the sixth place 200 freestyle relay at last year's meet. You know, what have you seen from her thus far this season?
Yeah, this kid sitting next to me, she's a competitor. She works really hard. She's also a multi-sport athlete. We're very similar people. We're both pretty athletic and don't always swim year-round, but we really like to compete and work hard, and we love the sport. And she's done everything I've asked, and that's been really neat for me as a coach. I told the kids, you know, if you do everything I ask to the best of your ability, you're going to do well. I can't promise times, you know, but I can promise that they're going to find success and they're going to do well. And she's done that, and she's already off to an amazing start. Last night she was right there in both races and just got out of touch there at the end. But again, we can't complain about the time she went. She's swimming really fast right now, and I know she's only going to keep getting better and continue to be a great leader for us. She's a one of our captains, and I've seen her lead by example for sure, but also motivate other girls and cheer on everybody and just be a great teammate. And that's something I'm really proud of her for doing on a daily basis.
Well, you mentioned that last night's meet was kind of humbling, but I'm sure you feel like, you know, seeing a team like Waukee early in the season was good for the girls to see, you know, the level of competition out there and what you guys need to do to get to that level, right?
Oh, for sure. Yep. Yep. If you want to be the best, you got to face the best, you know. And I hate losing, but, you know, I think Waukee is going to be favored for the whole season, and we'll see him a few more times. But, yeah, I think it's just eye-opening for our girls just to see what that level looks like, but also just motivating to know that in a lot of races we were right there. We could have won more events than what we did. I'm glad Anya got our hand on the wall first in the 100 breaststroke to get us one win. But, yeah, I think, again, this team is talented. I saw it from day one, and I think they know that too. But it's just continuing to work hard and believe and motivating them to keep going and pushing themselves to their limits.
Well, in addition to the seniors we've already talked about, you have some experienced juniors on the team as well. Gracie Lindemann and Leah Schaefer are also back from last year's team. And then you have Sophie Leffler back on the team after not competing last year. You know, what have you seen from Sophie thus far?
Yeah, it's been good to have Sophie back. Obviously, I'm new, so I haven't coached her before, but just having her back on the team has helped our depth in certain events. She's probably not going to go into the 500. That was one of our conversations we talked about. We're going to focus on some different events for her just because she hasn't swam in a while. But I think she missed her love for the sport, and I think she's been enjoying being back on the team so far. And like I said, she's helped our team in a lot of areas and on relays, and just really, really happy that she decided to go back out for swimming. And she's also playing soccer this fall, and so like Anya, she's balancing a lot of things with school and two sports, and have a lot of respect for her, and a lot of communication goes into it. And but yeah, I'm excited for her, and glad she's on the team.
How many kids do you have doing the two sport thing right now?
We've got at least four that I know of. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that's got to be a challenge.
Yeah, it is challenging trying to work with them, but I give them credit. They communicate, they make it happen, and if they want to do it, I'm for it. You know, I was a multi-sport athlete myself, played up to five sports at one point in my life, and so I can't fault a kid for loving another sport and wanting to try both, you know. So I'm going to try to support that the best I can.
Well, yeah, better two sports than none, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I also wanted to ask you about your group of divers. Presley Drew was your most experienced returning diver, and she placed fourth in last night's meet with 175.95 points. You know, do you feel like your divers are making some pretty good progress?
Yeah, it's been fun to watch them from afar. You know, I don't personally coach them, but Coach Chris has done a great job with them. We have a very large number. We have 12 on the roster. So just getting them more and more experience and time on the boards is going to be key for them. But all three of our varsity divers improved their scores for Mason City. And so that right there just shows that they're improving and getting better each day. And so, yeah, they're just like us. They're working hard in the weight room, and they're also working hard every afternoon. So it's been fun to watch them from across the pool and see them celebrate when they hit good dives. And even when they fail, Chris has the cameras and TV going so they can, you know, study that and learn from it. And so it's really impressive what they do. I don't know much about diving, but it is a combined sport, swimming and diving. And so we are one team, and we've stressed that, and we try to support them the best we can, and they support us very well. And so it's been fun to watch them.
Well, I know you guys are scheduled to head over to Newton tomorrow for a non-conference dual meet. What are you hoping to get out of that meet? Will you maybe try some kids at some different events just to mix things up a little bit?
Yeah, you know, it's a fun non-conference event. It's a metered pool, and so the times technically won't count. The places will and the score will, but the times won't be official. And so, yeah, we'll mix it up a little bit. And we're just going to keep going, keep training through this meet and up until next Tuesday, you know. We trained over the weekend. We trained yesterday in the morning before Waukee. Because our big goals are at the end of the season. You know, it's not one meet here or there. And obviously, we want to do well in those duels. And our conference is the best conference in the state. And there's always going to be a challenge every week, and that's exciting and motivating. But yeah, our goal's at the end of the year. And so It's just another meet, and yeah, people will be in some different events tomorrow, and we'll learn more from that and grow from that, and then we'll get ready for Dowling on Tuesday at home.
Well, yeah, this program has earned 9 consecutive top 10 finishes at the state meet under former coaches Michelle Stout and Justin Crouch. And I know you told me, you know, previously for the preview story before the season started that, you know, another top 10 finish is kind of an expected goal at this point, because you guys are setting your goals, you know, higher than that, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a big believer in setting high goals. I think goals shouldn't be easy to accomplish. And if they are, if you keep accomplishing every goal you have, you probably need to set your goals a little higher. And so all the girls filled out a goal sheet and set some pretty high goals. But yeah, for this team, top 10 is an expectation as of now. You know, the last whatever years you just said, this program has been there. And I think we can achieve some really cool things if we just keep believing and keep working hard and do it together, you know, for each other every single day. And it's cliche to say, but swimming is, you take it one day at a time and you work hard and you learn from it, and then you go again until your very last meet and last race. There's always another opportunity to get better.
Well, now that you guys have a couple of meets under your belts, I mean, where do you feel like this team, you know, needs to make the most growth in order to reach those goals?
Yeah, I think just our depth, you know, we can play someone pretty solid and fast in every event, and our 2 and 3 girls are doing well, but we just got to keep them going and improving, and especially in the stroke events. I think our team is, like I mentioned in the preseason, a little bit stronger at freestyle, all the way from the 50 to the 200. And then distance swimming is a little one of our weaker spots, but we're getting better. And yeah, just we got to swim more stroke events and practice, and keep emphasizing that as well, because we got to grow in those areas. But and also just working on just our sprint events even more, just our fast twitch muscles, being explosive. Every race in high school is pretty much a sprint. Even the 500 these days, everyone's just going for it. And so we got to keep doing some of those things in the weight room and at practice to be ready to go right away from the gun. So.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks a lot for coming in. I appreciate it, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet. All right, well, my final guest tonight is a senior on the Ankeny girls swimming team, and she is one of the squad's most experienced swimmers. She is an 11-time state qualifier and 5-time place winner in the relay events. She is Josie Parton. Josie, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, how do you feel like the season is going this far? Have you been happy with your swims, you know, so far?
Yeah, I've been very happy with my swims. Definitely improving a lot from my previous seasons and, like, how I started out my previous seasons and, like, starting this season compared to, like, ending the season last year was, like, a very big, like, accomplishment for me, because I can only go up from here.
Well, we broke down the first two meets with Coach, and I should mention in that first meet at Mason City, you won the 100 freestyle and placed second in the 200 freestyle, and also swam on the winning 200 and 400 freestyle relays. Now, going into that first meet, you know, what questions did you have about the team? Did you feel like this team was going to be pretty competitive?
Yeah, I definitely saw, like, at practice and everything, that we have a lot more talent than what I was expecting this season, and going into the meet, I felt a lot more confident in our team's abilities than going into this season.
Well, then in last night's meet, you placed second in both the 100 free and the 100 back behind Waukee's Taylor Judas. In the backstroke, you posted a time of 101.96 and finished just 0.33 seconds behind Judas. You know, did you realize how close that race was, and did you think you had a chance to win it?
I definitely thought I had a chance coming into the last 25, but just couldn't hang on. So I've got to keep working at practices and keep working in this, like, strength training to, like, finish out my races.
Well, I'm sure you expected Waukee to have a strong team again, you know, this year coming into that meet. Were they as good as you thought they'd be, or were they maybe even better than you expected?
Definitely better than what I expected. They lost a lot of good girls last year, but they also gained a couple good girls this season, so they just keep getting better.
We talked about the previous success of the program under coaches Michelle and Justin. Has it been a pretty smooth transition for you to coach Rhodes this season? Do you like some of the things that he's been trying to do?
Definitely. I've loved this season so far, and, like, I just know that he's got a lot to offer for this program, and is going to help grow it, like, even more than what he already has.
Well, Coach mentioned, you know, kind of the leadership role that you've taken on this year. You know, as a senior, have you tried to be more of a leader this year?
Yeah, just, like, what I do affects how like, other people practice and how other people, like, perform in races. So it's, like, setting a good example myself can only help better our team and, like, better the positivity and, like,
Well, that's okay. Well, your team has some talented underclassmen like Alexis who have already made an impact. Have you been impressed by the performances of some of those newcomers?
Definitely. Alexis has been a really good competitor for me. I've raced her a lot in practice, and she keeps pushing me each and every day. And, like, I expect that out of her every day, and I'm really grateful to have her there.
Well, I mentioned that you're an 11-time state qualifier and a 5-time place winner. Your highest finish ever at state came in last year's meet where you did swim on the 6th place 200 free relay. Now you're a 3-time qualifier in the 200 free and a 2-time qualifier in the 100 free. You know, do you feel like those are your best two events, or do you think maybe the backstroke is one where you could get to state this year as well?
I think backstroke might be a contender this year, and we'll just have to see how it goes.
Well, I'm sure one of your goals, you know, is not only to get to state, but maybe score some points in an event. Your highest previous finish in an individual event was 19th place finish in the 100 free as a freshman in 2020. So is that one of your biggest goals, you know, to make it to either the A or B final in one of those events?
Definitely. I have high goals for myself, and making it to finals is definitely one of them.
Well, we talked with Coach about some of the team's goals. You know, from what you've seen thus far, what do you think this team is capable of accomplishing?
I think we're capable of accomplishing a lot more than what we expect from ourselves and what everybody else expects from us. Like, there's a lot more talent than what we've shown.
Well, Coach mentioned that you're also a multi-sport athlete. Of course, you're also a member of the Yankee softball team. Last season, you helped Hawkettes to a 31-8 record and a trip to the Class 5A state tournament. You stole 9 bases and scored 18 runs for Coach Dave Bingham. And I know the season didn't end the way you guys wanted to with the back-to-back losses at the state tournament, but you still had to be happy with everything that you guys accomplished.
Oh, for sure. We made it a lot further than what anybody thought we would that last season, and I'm really proud of that team because we worked hard putting the work and made it further than anyone expected.
Well, I'm sure you have big goals, you know, for softball next summer as well. And have you thought much about your future yet? I mean, you plan to swim or play softball in college?
I am planning to swim in college. Don't know where yet, but we'll see where it takes us.
You got some time to figure it out, right?
Right.
Well, hey, thanks a lot for coming in tonight, Josie, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. At Coldwell Banker, you're not one of many clients, you're our most important client. We listen to your needs to develop long-lasting relationships and provide the best services, professional support, and resources in the industry. We're constantly exploring new and innovative ways to elevate your experience and exceed your expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. Well, I want to thank my guests again for coming in tonight. We had Coldwell Banker Realtor Tiffany Rummelhart, along with Ankeny Swim Coach Dustin Rhodes and Senior Josie Parton. Appreciate the time from all of those folks. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.